Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we're learning Masechet Moed Katan. We find ourselves on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Bet at the Mishnah about 10 lines down from the top. This is our last Mishnah in the second Perek of Moed Katan. This series of recordings is a joint project of OU Torah, the OU Department of Synagogue Services, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. Okay, our Mishnah says, Mechafin et haktziot bakash. It is permitted on the intermediate days of the festival on Chol HaMoed to cover one's cut figs with straw. So what would happen is you would take your figs and lay them out in the field to dry. That was one of the steps of preparation of them. And the only problem is that you wanted them to dry. So if it was sunny, then everything would be great. But if it rained, it would ruin the figs. So as a way of protecting the figs against the rain, you could cover them with straw that would keep them from getting soaked. The straw would absorb the water and the figs would be okay. So this seems to be permitted on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af ma'abin, you can even do it in a thick layer. So the presumption is that, meaning you don't just have to do the minimum amount of covering with straw, you can actually do the tircha, the effort, to fully cover them with straw, because you'll experience a loss if your figs get ruined. It's possible, because covering with straw doesn't actually seem to be a malacha. It seems like it might even be permitted on Shabbos or Yom Tov, that what we're referring to here is not just the covering, but actually plucking straw or pulling things out of the ground in order to have enough straw to cover them. Okay, that's the first part of our Mishnah. The second part of our Mishnah goes back to a previous topic, and I do wonder why it isn't in that previous Mishnah. Our previous Mishnah talked about purchasing houses, not our previous Mishnah, two Mishnahs ago, about purchasing houses, servants, and animals. And now we say, Mochrei Peiro, those who are, and we had a machloket there, we talked about whether or not you're only not allowed to purchase houses and servants and animals because they're large purchases, but you can do smaller purchases. So here it gives us some hint to that. Mochrei Peirot, those who sell fruits, ksut, or clothing, the kelim, or household objects. Mochrim Bitsina, they can sell them in private, litzora chamoid, as long as for the sake of the festival. So you can't be involved in commerce not for the sake of the festival or regular business, but you can sell things that people need for the sake of the holiday. And even selling those things, you're supposed to do it in a private way so that it doesn't look like you're engaging in regular commerce. The Mishnah gives a few examples. Hatzayadin v'hadashashot v'hagrosot osin b'tzina. Examples of craftsmen that can do things. This is not selling objects, but providing services. Are trappers, that's tzayadin. Dashoshot are pounders. Those are people that help take grain and grind it or pound it so that it is more ready for use. And grosot are a similar kind of worker as a dashasho, but for beans. Osin b'tzina, they can do their work in private because people may need to have meat for the festival, or they might need to get some grain ready for the sake of the festival, so they can do their work, but they should do it in private. Litzora chamoid, for the sake of the festival. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Hein hechmir al asman. These trappers and grinders and pounders, they were machmir on themselves. And the Gemara will ask, we'll see it in our next recording, in what exact way were they machmir on themselves? But first, we're going to go back to the first part of the Mishnah in the Gemara and talk about covering one's figs. Pligi bar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba of Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Asi had a disagreement about what this meant. V'tarveu mishmei de Chizkiya. And both of them were interpreting Chizkiya. So it was not clear. Well, they were interpreting Rabbi Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan, meaning there was a machlokus between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. Chad Amar, one of the two Amoraim said, Mechafin, that when it means that you can cover your figs with straw, akluche, it means you can cover them lightly. Me'abin, and when the second opinion, which was Rabbi Yehuda, that you can cover them thickly, that means asmuche, you cover them close together. So akluche means thinly, there's spaces in between them. Asmuche means you're covering them with a thicker layer. That's how I interpreted it when I read the Mishnah. V'chad Amar, the other one says, Mechafin, the covering it, bein akluche ben asmuche. There's no distinction between covering them with a thinner layer or a thicker layer. That mechafin means to cover it however thick you cover it. Me'avin, covering it thickly is not referring to the straw that you use to cover it, but referring to the figs themselves. Oseoto can mean carry. That what you might do, not only as far as covering them with the figs with straw, but you might make them into a pile. In other words, if you see that it's going to rain, you might go in and take your figs that are spread out all over the field and gather them into a pile, and then it's much easier to cover them. So one opinion is that you're allowed to cover them as they are. The second opinion says you can even go in and gather the figs up and put them in a pile and then cover them with straw. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a similar braita. Me'avin, what it means to cover thickly, is oseo tokimin keri, to make the figs into a pile, and then to cover them. Div Rebbe Yehuda, these are the words of Rebbe Yehuda. Very short recording today, we're going to stop there. In our next recording, we will complete the rest of the perek and finish the second perek. Have a wonderful day.